Chapter 1, Three Universal Challenges Every Agency Owner Must Overcome to Grow Their Agency. Growing an agency would be child's play if all your producers were hitting on all cylinders. And it would be a piece of cake if it was easy to find and hire new producers that could sell. If that were the case, you wouldn't have to invest much of your time, energy, or effort to motivate, coach, and drive results. But it's not that way for most agency owners. There are three challenges that universally affect agency owners and have a huge impact on their wealth and happiness. Challenge number one, the challenge of keeping the bottom 80% of producers motivated and focused on writing new business and growing their books. Challenge number two, the challenge of finding and hiring new producers who will prospect and can sell and ultimately become big producers in the agency. And challenge number three, the challenge of the agency owner's time. After managing the agency and renewing your own book, there is precious little time for you to coach and develop your producers, and so they languish. In this book, you'll experience the solutions to each of these problems. They have been proven to be successful by hundreds of agencies, both large and small. These are solutions that have helped literally hundreds of agencies rapidly move from low or no growth to high-performing agencies over a three-year period of time. These processes all started as ideas, then they were put into action and tested. Some were thrown out because they didn't work. The ideas that got results were kept and refined over time. Before we get into the problem-solution phase of this book, let's talk about why this is important. Your number one asset. Is it true for you that your number one income producing asset, your number one wealth builder, is your agency? If so, the math becomes remarkably simple. If you can grow your agency by just $1 million, you just created $200,000 of annual renewable profit to spend or invest on whatever you choose. When you can grow your agency by $1 million, you have just increased the value of your agency and therefore your wealth by about $1.5 to $2.5 million, maybe even more. And the numbers add up fast. For many out there, finding a way to consistently grow your agency is like the search for the Holy Grail. And frankly, it's not that hard if you have enough discipline to implement a growth system. A growth system is the platform for the financial freedom you want and more of the lifestyle you desire. Look, the numbers are staggering. We were in a workshop recently when an agency owner held up his iPhone and showed us the news. Biggest independent agency in Dallas sells out to Marsh. This agency had $76 million in revenue, 350 employees, multiple locations, and they sold out to Marsh McLennan Agency, a publicly held company. Do a search yourself. You'll find publicly owned brokers and big aggregators buying up agencies like kids raking in candy on Halloween. I'm told this year alone, over 400 M&A deals will be done in North America alone. Some deals are very big, most aren't, but that's a lot of deals. Feed the beast. Why are these independent agencies selling to anyone? Well, obviously, Wall Street and venture capital firms see the insurance business as an industry loaded with pork. There's a lot of fat. Those people with the money feel they can turn their dollars into some big profits by buying independent agencies, providing some leadership and accountability. They'll pull out their scalpels and scrape off some fat, and what is left has enough value to trade on Wall Street at multiples greater than what they bought it for. It's the perfect storm in a sense. Part one of the storm is that there's a lot of cash sitting on the sidelines looking for a home. Since interest rates are so low, there is no money to be made sitting on cash. So the mindset is buy some pork, scrape the fat, position it for resale in 5 years or so, and get richer. Part two of the perfect storm is this. Independent agency owners got old in the last 20 years. They didn't build a sustainable structure, and they're left with only one choice, and that's to sell. Agency owners got old. There are a lot of agency owners today who started right out of college working for an insurance carrier in the 70s as an underwriter, then became a marketing rep. They jumped that ship and bought into an agency in the 80s and 90s and have ridden that wagon for 30 to 40 years, and now they've gotten old. They're in their late 50s, early 60s, and some in their 70s, and they see no way out. Big money is thrown their way, and that's the escape hatch for them to get out of the business with a lot of jingle in their pocket. Win, win, lose. The big money wins immediately. They bought at a multiple much lower than they currently trade, so they have an immediate profit. The agency owner wins. He has a new job working for a public company for 3 years or so, but has a big check in his pocket. And the producers and staff? Who knows if they won or lost? That's where most of the pork is, and that is where most of the fat will be removed. Three things will happen soon. Number one, commission rates will be lowered. They were probably too high anyway. Number two, a minimum account size will be established, should have been done anyway. And number three, a minimum growth rate will be enforced on producers, and that should have been done anyway. That right there will produce some nice bottom line profit that the old agency owner could have taken advantage of, but because of fear and friendships, it stopped him from making those business decisions. Fear and friendships. You know, more than anything, the biggest inhibitor to doing this for yourself and changing your agency into a high-performing environment is fear and friendships. Fear that if you make changes, everyone's going to jump ship, starting with your biggest and best producer. Since many of your producers have been with you for 20 years, you feel it's unfair to change the commission agreement, even though everything around you has changed. So you are stuck. And when Big Brother buys you out, you can blame the changes on them rather than you taking responsibility as an agency owner, entrepreneur, visionary, and making the changes now to ensure not only the survival of your agency, but to position it to thrive for 20 more years as a new generation takes over. But Big Brother isn't through. Big Brother, the new owner, will encourage you to start hiring new producers to refurbish the place as the older guys retire or die. That's another thing you coulda, shoulda done, but didn't. Well, now you will, and you will fund it with the profits that were created when they, Big Brother, got their renewal commission rate right and quit paying out commission on the small rinky-dink accounts that producers were sitting on. And the new owner will bring in a new mentality. It's called grow or die. And they don't really mean that as a corporation we have to grow or die. They're already committed to grow and they will do it. What they mean is you need to grow or you'll die. In other words, you won't be here very long if you don't grow this profit center. It used to be your agency. The ear of an agency owner. You know, as an agency owner, I know you have a lot of people in your ear every day trying to convince you to do something. Your commercial lines manager is telling you, we need more staff. We need a software upgrade. Your top producer is reminding you how important he is and that he is such a good salesperson that he could have done it anywhere. So don't change anything or he's not sure he'll be around. And you have producers, they're sitting on their books, not writing any new business. They don't prospect. They really don't contribute much. But they remind you of the good times, back in the old days, when you guys grew up together. It's just a gentle reminder that we are friends, and they want you to remember that if you decide to make any changes around here, quote unquote, since we are friends, you don't mind excluding us from that requirement, do you? Close quote. It's enough chatter and static to drive you crazy. And if you're not really on your game, you will postpone making some really important decisions that will affect the future of your agency in a very negative way. Potential into profit. The bottom line is this. There is probably a lot of potential embedded in your agency. It's like an oil deposit out in the middle of the desert. To turn that potential into profit, you're going to have to drill for it. It will not rise to the surface on its own. And what you'll learn right now is how to start that process and sustain it long enough to where it becomes a habit, a way of doing things. And once you do, you'll never look back.